international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
Oh, where's my video?
Here's my note for Joe.
Wait, hold on. I'll make you big so everybody can see you big. Hold on.
Oh.
You are correct, will you? You think he's... You know, listen. Remember back in the days of Farmville? They were assigned somebody that watched our show. Do you think...
I didn't even have...
Yeah, you froze. I know you froze. You froze. But
right off the bat,
back in the day when we did our farm,
Joe Biden,
we did our Farmville show, and then they had somebody that was assigned from Zanga to watch. Do you think there's somebody from the White House that's assigned to watch us to make sure we don't say anything we shouldn't?
Well, say hello.
No, they're too lazy.
We're not that.
They have bots do it.
We're not that important yet.
To Zanga, we were. But our audience for that show was like,
it was huge,
and insanely large.
Yeah, whatever we bitched about at 11 o'clock was fixed at 12 o'clock,
or somebody was getting yelled at about it.
Can you still play Farmville on Facebook?
No, it's done.
My highlight of my Farmville rant career was getting Lexalicious fired.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting, which that's for another day because it's a long story. But
yes,
you did definitely get Lexalicious shit canned. She deserved it. She sucked.
Well, I did Dipolicious. I continued Dipolicious for another, 2 years?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
It just was a lot harder because I had to write my own shit. But hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for November 15th.
Oh, wow. She was a little early this day. Oh, I did.
2023.
There we go.
A little premature datification there, Baba.
Yeah, but guess what?
What day?
Hump day! Yeah!
I waited all day to hit that button. I hit it on pre-show just to hit the fucking button.
You hit it 37 times on
the
pre-show.
The best thing about moving to Wednesday.
Yeah!
That's the best thing about moving to Wednesday right there.
You didn't come on pre-show early enough. Rick and I were on pre-show a little bit before you. And I told him, I said, the whole reason we moved to Wednesday is so that we can play.
Hump day! That's the whole reason.
That's the only reason we moved to Wednesday.
Are we going to move to 9 o'clock after you're done working?
It's too hard for me with my kids. No one goes to bed yet. It's just too hard for me to come downstairs that early. And it's too hard. Right. So if we got to stick to this 10 o'clock thing, I'm sorry, Rick.
It's okay. I'm allowed to stay up. Mommy lets me. Anyway. I gotta go to that stupid thing in the morning.
I wanna show off my new jersey for the band.
Wait, what thing is he gotta do in the morning? Show people what he's gotta do in the morning, Slim.
Who? What does Rick gotta do in the morning?
You know what Rick's gotta do in the morning. Oh. Christmas money.
it takes a lot of energy.
That's why he has to rest. He has to get his rest.
I went to our I have season tickets for the hockey game. So went to the hockey game this weekend, military weekend, veterans, you know, blah blah blah. So I got the old veterans jersey, and I just absolutely love it. So I just want to show it real quick.
Okay, show it. You stand up, show everybody why your nickname is Slim.
No, I just want everybody to see the camo with the black bears, and it's the awesome flag, and it's got the flag on it in the back, and United We Stand.
And I'll get Tony Romo to autograph it for you.
If you can.
Yeah, I'll call him up. We're tight. We're like this.
I'd like for Tony to autograph it.
Huh? Well, he autographed mine. I don't see why he wouldn't do Slim's. Yeah, he's a perfectly nice guy. Anyway, hey, I have not been to San Francisco in 25 years, but I have been there.
Probably wouldn't want to go there. Any
matter of fact, last time I was there, I had dinner with Mario Andretti. Everybody over 50 knows who I'm talking about. People under that are going, huh?
Isn't he a race?
Is that Michael Andretti's relative or something? Yeah, Mario actually won the Indy 500, 1969, I believe. I wouldn't remember it, but I had dinner with him at his winery. Him and his lovely wife. He's very short, but he signed all kinds of shit for me. I've got all kinds of autographed Mario Andretti stuff. If you're a Mario Andretti fan and you want something signed by him, send me $100. I'll send it to you. I don't need the $100. It's just the principle of the thing. If you're going to actually make me do work, I want paid. Okay. Anyway, I haven't been there in 25 years. So with all the cleanup that was done out there, today would have been a good day to visit because you can walk without having to dodge poop. But there are all these communists there today from Beijing and from Washington, D.C. I saw one of them was sitting like three down from Biden. What the hell did he bring Lurch for? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
John Kerry was sitting like three seats away from the president, like he still matters.
I was actually looking for clips on TikTok or on Twitter today to put them up on TikTok of stupid shit that got said during all of this, and I couldn't find nothing. So,
well, not yet. He didn't do a speech till later, and I didn't watch it. But anyway, but I did get a kick out of Chairman wannabe Gavin Newsom. You know, the governor of California. Mm. He cleaned up San Francisco for his mentor's visit. I mean, Xi, of course, not Biden. Two funnies came out of all this stuff in San Francisco today. One is that one of the very first news crews setting up yesterday was robbed right out in the street.
Oh, really?
Broad daylight. Just stole all the shit. And the second is, of course, that every other California city is now requesting a visit from Chairman Xi. So that Newsom will hide their homeless and clean up their streets too. LA should be next.
But yeah. But they'll
be back next week. Come on.
That's the thing. All we're doing is it's just a temporary solution. There's no real solution to it, and that's what I don't understand is why can't we find a permanent solution instead of just this temporary quick cleanup to impress the Chinese idiot. You know,
Well, the Chinese guy is not an idiot. That's the problem.
Well, I know he's not.
Our guy's an idiot. Chinese guy's smart. He's getting rolled. Well, plus the Chinese guy owns his freaking ass anyways.
Well, I know. But here's something I don't understand, and you're going to enlighten me and give me the correct answer. Why did it matter so much? I've had enough too. But why did it matter so much that we showed him cleaned up streets? What is it? Why was that such a big deal? I mean, why couldn't he see what San Francisco was, a piece of shit? Why was it important for him to see San Francisco cleaned up? I mean, he obviously knows it was.
I'm not going to dog on him for that, Brent. I'm really not. I mean, I understand your point. It's fair. But every city cleans up when there's a big deal coming. You know, when Biden goes to China, they clean up everything and throw... Well, they just shoot all their homeless people, throw them in a ditch, like probably. But I don't know. Don't sue me. I don't know. But the so the poop.
It's common practice.
Yes. Okay. While the poop and homeless are gone for a few days, as I mentioned, the crime rolls on, and because of course Newsom Newsom treats it as reparations to be paid for by consumers. Apparently, one of the biggest targets of crime is Target. Coincidence? I think not. If you're going to put a big sign on the side of your store that says Target, the low information people are going to go, that's where we got to go. Yeah. You know, it's not because of the name. It's just ironic anyway. But here's the story. A California sheriff lost it on Target for blocking cops from nabbing shoplifters. This gentleman, obviously, you can see Sacramento County Sheriff Jim Cooper, obviously a white supremacist, talking there. That's just his picture, so you can see who we're talking about, and the pregnant woman in the background. he doesn't know her. He swears he doesn't know her. You remember the cop we had in the back seat of the car with the wound? That was, never mind. A whole different state. And this cop's actually trying to do the right thing. He says, we don't tell, the sheriff said, we don't tell big retail how to do their jobs. They shouldn't tell us how to do ours. He had a lengthy X post on Thursday. He said, Target, one of the largest retailers in the U.S., reached out to his office multiple times requesting assistance with shoplifters, who the sheriffs said were frequently known transients. Known transients is California ease for homeless druggies with mental issues. Mm. So his office and Target worked to conduct an operation at the store to nab shoplifters, but the plan crumbled after Target leaders made a list of rules for where and how deputies and detectives could arrest the subjects. This is Sheriff Cooper speaking. At the briefing, we were told by their head of regional security we couldn't contact suspects inside the store, we couldn't handcuff suspects in the store, and if we arrested someone, they wanted us to process them outside behind the store, even if it's raining. He says, I can't make this stuff up. Target wanted to avoid bad press. Now, do you think any of these druggy, homeless, transient people actually read the newspaper anyway?
No.
Does anybody even read a newspaper anymore? No. You know, Target is run by liberals. They're the ones who put the stuff out with the tucket, you know, the tucket bathing suits for transgendered males. Mm-hmm. And then they went and put out ones for little children so that little two-year-old Johnny could tuck it away and pretend he's little two-year-old Jill at the beach. Huh. And if his mom's a Hollywood actress, you could understand who'd buy it. But that's like the only people who would buy it. So anyway, I just think they're all nuts. It's California. And, you know, if we play our cards right, Slim,
yeah,
and we're backed by Montel Jordan,
yeah,
this could be our next California governor. This is how we do it.
No.
Take it away.
Take it away.
It's stupid. All right. I know it's stupid. It's horrible, stupid. Everybody's groaning. Too bad. Yep. It made me laugh. I write the show. It's in there. This is how we do it. There he is.
I can't no more.
You know, I'm still a child inside. What can I tell you? What's the matter, Rick? Oh, you just don't like that kind of music.
Oh.
Yeah, well, if you think of a Frank Sinatra song that we can put on somebody's face and make it make sense.
I don't listen to that either. I told you.
Whoever. You're a mobster. Everybody in the mob listens to Frank and Dean.
Yeah,
and Jerry Valley. Or Jerry Vale.
In my real younger days, I listened to that. Jerry Valley. Yeah, Jerry Valley girl. He's a Valley girl.
And Brent, who's the DJ and actually understands music, going, what the hell are they talking about?
I'm actually creating an image for our podcast.
I have to tolerate the old people.
Weird thing.
He's tolerating the old people. That's what he's doing. Thank you, Slim.
You're welcome.
It was very kind of you.
I don't mind.
Hey, do you remember this pic from last week?
Hold on. Here we go.
This is my daughter. This is her in the final testing for getting her certification for a full-fledged volunteer fighter. And I made the joke that one of the things I never expected to see was Mini-Me handling a big hose. Oh. You can take that.
Okay.
You know, because she's gay. So it was funny. Deal with it. Besides, I raised her. You know, people going, oh, she's offended by that. No, she wasn't. I raised her. Come on. No matter what her sexual preference is, do you really think she could have grown up in a household with me and not have a sense of humor?
Probably not. No.
There's no chance.
No.
She not only laughed at it, but she followed up and she gave me my joke of the week because the one I had written wasn't all that good. So I'd rather tell a real story. My son was up in Pennsylvania last week. He lives down here in Florida now, but he was up there to see his mom who had a surgery. And he had dinner with Mini-Me on Monday night. And he told me on the phone, and I said, you know, I got crap for the hose, saying the hose comment about her. He goes, she would have laughed, Dad. And I said, yeah, I know she did laugh. She watched it. And he goes, well, hell, we went out to dinner, and she turned to the waitress. She told her she wanted lesbian wings. And I go, what? He goes, and she didn't miss a beat. She goes, you know, the boneless kind.
Oh, boy.
I mean, come on. That's my kid.
I got to get that on.
Yeah. Thanks for doing my joke of the week for me, Pumpkin. Appreciate it. And now for everyone's favorite segment, except for people that are in them.
That is true.
I've got a lot this week, and there's no show next week.
No show. So I got a hockey game. I have to do
them all. Well, it's also the night before Thanksgiving.
But I don't care. I got a hockey game. It doesn't matter if they're going to listen or not. Going to hockey.
Now, Rick, I can just come on and talk about vax versus unvax sperm.
There you go.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't have the equipment that, or the program that he has to do this.
You can figure it out.
You better have the equipment, or how are you going to get $3,500?
Not that equipment.
Oh.
This equipment.
Oh, I get confused easily. Anyway, I'm sorry.
You're over there.
All right. So this is everyone's favorite segment. Well, maybe not everyone's, but it's certainly mine and Andrew Tate's. I have a couple of listeners just hate Andrew Tate. That's okay. Life is a choice. Should we rent, lease, or buy? You decide.
Why is it?
That prostitutes are rented, girlfriends are leased, and wives are financed. Kind of ironic, cause you can do the same with vehicles. The main difference is the vehicle only nags you when you don't put your goddamn seatbelt on.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, and there is another difference, though, too, because the vehicle depreciates in value, and the longer you're married, the more you got to pay her at the end. You know, so there are minor subtle differences there, but you know, you rent, lease, or buy. And then of course, all men, well, maybe not all men, but many men are going to have to face the difficult time of having mortality just come up and bite them in the ass.
I was thinking about what the doc said.
Yeah. The 6 month left to live thing.
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Well, have you considered getting married?
Will that make me live longer?
No, but it'll make it the longest 6 months of your life.
On a roll. And this one is just as good. It's a new one. This is from Halloween. You want to scare that Latina? There you go, baby. Did you get that one? Everybody got that one?
Yes.
Huh? I got it.
All right. Well, and our listeners in Rio Linda are probably going to say, run it again. Watch it over later. We have other.
It was only 7 seconds.
You are a very kind and generous man. Yeah, helping the handicapped like that.
I try.
I appreciate you, Slim.
I try.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And just to prove misogyny is not limited to Andrew Tate, of a puppy. Obviously, I knew it was female immediately. You think you're going to hide behind that door? You're not hiding anywhere. You're coming with me, bitch. It's like the old Sam Kinison routine. Remember that one? Remember Sam Kinison?
Yeah, I don't.
The late great Sam Kinison. Yeah, he had this bit where he'd have the microphone. He'd be saying, how controlling your wives are. He was kind of like Bill Barr stole his entire act from Sam Kinison. And Kinison would say, honey, I'm on the phone with the guys. Yeah, they want to go fishing this weekend. And can I take my dick with me? She said no. Honey, they're taking theirs. She said, no fucking way the dick stays here. Shit. Guys, do me a favor. I won't be able to go, but drive by the house. I'll be outside. I'll be riding on the lawnmower. I'll be mowing the grass. Just ride by. Shoot me. Kill me. Heal me. Get it over with. Ah! He popped the microphone off, you know. I'm taking this with me. You know. That whole thing. That was like the greatest misogynistic bit in the history of comedy. And like I said, anybody who watches Bill Barr goes, oh yeah, Bill Barr does that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, that's where he stole it from. Matter of fact, did you see Bill Barr's wife this weekend?
Mm-mm.
Bill Barr, my son and daughter-in-law went to see Bill Barr last week at Hard Rock Hollywood, you know, the East Coast, Florida. And matter of fact, they're seeing Jimmy Carr tonight, the British guy who's hysterical. But they went to see Bill Barr. And my son and I both get a big kick out of Bill Barr. And he said the show was like, meh. I said, why wasn't it great? He goes, yes, parts of it were really funny. He says, but then he started doing these woke jokes. He even said at one point, he goes, I don't even know why I'm doing these jokes in South Florida. You know. And I'm like, oh, so it's like the whole put upon male act is just his bit. And he's really a closet Hollywood type because it seems like it. And I said, well, it's okay. He's still funny. Or he was still funny. Well, the next night, Saturday night, was UFC, the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't that interested in the fights. So I didn't buy it. But when the main event card was about to start, Dana White comes in. You know, we've got something with him near the end of the show. Dana White comes in, but he let Trump lead the way. Trump walked in first. He's followed by Dana White, who runs the whole UFC, Tucker Carlson, and Kid Rock.
Nice.
Huh.
Nobody anybody's ever heard of or anything, you know. And they all come in, and Trump's... The biggest story of the night was the loudest ovation in the arena. And this was in New York. The loudest ovation in the arena was when Trump walked in. People went nuts, standing ovation for minutes. They delayed the announcement of the first fight because the people were just going crazy for Trump. Mm-hmm. And he's milking it. But the thing that showed up on the internet was Bill Burr's wife. He's in one of those swirl relationships. His wife has a tan. If you know what I mean. She is an actress who's nobody's ever friggin' heard of. She's married to Bill Barr. That's the only reason anybody's heard of her at all. She's sitting there and Trump's standing there basking in the glow of the standing ovation in New York. And she's sitting there going, right behind him with his face. You know, and Bill Barr is like this. He's just looking away. He either knew she was going to do something and he didn't want to look like he was condoning it, or all the shit he says about her being such a nag is true. And he was just like, I'd rather look at the ceiling than talk to my wife. I don't know which, but it was pretty good. You guys haven't seen that?
No.
No, I have not.
Jesus God.
Sorry.
I know, but I can fix it for you.
Well, you're going to show it to us.
Yep, yeah, there she is in the background.
It's hard to see, but
yeah. Well, somebody took this picture off their TV, but she's the one over here giving the finger, and that's her husband looking the other way, And of course, we all recognize Orange Man bad, so even in a bad picture. Yeah, why didn't that come out better on my camera? It's just the lighting. Yeah, now you can really see you're giving the bird in that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that's what happened. Bitch. All right, so that was misogynistic too. Other species, not just dogs, can be misogynistic with Homo sapiens. And that means Homo sapiens means human beings for those of you in Rio Linda. Go ahead.
There you go.
Hello? Oh, can somebody please take a picture of me? Hello? Please, a picture. Oh my God, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh my God!
My man.
I like the little Denzel thing there at the end. But, I mean, come on. How many people think that was totally staged?
I don't know.
Come on. She enjoyed that giant suction cup on her booba.
She might have been staged.
Yeah, that I don't think that protest was more like ooh, 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 ooh than stop it, Chad, stop it. Right? Yeah. Well, we're all in high school. We know the difference. There's some boobies you grab and you know it's okay, and there's other boobies you grab and it's like, I shouldn't have done that.
We can play it again. We can see. We can think. We can play it again. Let's see.
Hello? Oh, can somebody please take a picture of me? Hello? Please, a picture. Oh, my God. What are you doing? Oh, my God.
My man.
I don't know.
I think she just wanted to show her boobies. I could be wrong.
Maybe.
Happens 2 or 3 times a year. Please. I don't think this is one of the 3 times.
Look up.
Rick's laughing. Rick's laughing because he's thinking, I've seen you be wrong more than 3 times in 1 week when you make those shoves. You don't have it.
I'm laughing what Mark just said.
Poker doesn't count. I don't know what Mark said. I can't see that on my screen.
Oh.
Slim, was it worth putting up?
I don't know. Hold on, what did he say?
I don't know. I'm freezing?
I guess I haven't noticed it.
I haven't noticed me freezing.
They're little quickies.
Yeah, I guess I personally haven't noticed.
I specialize in those.
Well.
So, all right, so I got to spend the big money on a new computer. Shut up. I want to get a new giant TV. Now I gotta buy a computer just to make you people happy.
You people.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I get for buying Dell. Like, Alienware is good, they said. But apparently not. What kind should I get, Slim?
I think you should just get another Alienware. I don't know. We'll look around and see.
Uncle Pilot. Hi, Uncle Pilot.
We'll talk.
All right.
We'll talk.
All right. So, you know, like my daughter laughing over the hose joke, our majority female audience is laughing now too. Well, not now because we took too long after the end of the misogyny clips.
Mm-hmm.
So they're either laughing or they turned it off. Whatever. Here. If you turned it off, you got to take that comment off.
Yeah, I do. Hold on. I'm trying to. So wait, they're saying mini freezes.
I want you to know that somebody cares.
Okay, hold on.
Do the last Mark thing.
I will, hold on.
Not me, but someone.
All right, so here. You're getting, Jill says she hasn't noticed a freeze. Mark says mini freezes. Mini freezes. So there you go. Anyways.
Mini.
Okay.
There you go. Insulting my size again like that meme, that alien spaceship, you know, where they were kidnapping people on the planet with big dicks.
Zip.
And he calls me up and says, hey, nothing you have to worry about, Zip. But the spaceship's really cool.
Mark just said, if you win a tournament, you can have the money for a new computer.
I have to win. Not the ones I win. The ones I win are like, you know, $1,300 to maybe $2,000. This computer costs a lot more than that. But I can get a TV for that. Oh. Anyway. So while I'm on the subject, which I don't even know what subject I was on now, but I'm not much of a camper. But if somebody out there knows where this campground is, could you please let me know? You know, all I got was the picture. I don't know where the campground is.
Well, and listen, when and pre-show, I was a little nervous because, you know, this could be taken in the wrong way. But I did notice that the one on the ground does have what appears to be breasts. So,
I'm, oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
you can
yes.
go to this campground. You're good.
Yes,
right?
Yes. No, I wouldn't be asking to go to a... Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's
no, I'm not.
Not my kind of campground.
You and I aren't going to that campground. Uh-huh. I did. No. I do. It does look like there's breasts. I'm looking. I'm yes, trying to. No. There's breasts there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, me and campgrounds are like, you know. I mean, there's no way in hell I'm sleeping in a sleeping bag in a tent on the ground. That's not happening. But if you find that campground, and that is the prescribed activity for staying at the campground.
And make an exception?
I can afford an RV. Go buy one tomorrow. Screw the computer. Can't screw the computer. Get an RV. Just saying. Anyway. So the vocal minority out there is getting pushback from the... non-brainwashed on the right and the left. And the anti-Semiticrats, as I call them, are always the first bunch of know-nothings that yell, Hitler! And anyone that points blame on anything. How dare we judge someone? Yeah, like you for acting like Hitler, calling us Hitler. But that's all they do. You know, what's your skin color? What's your sex? What's your orientation? You know, we got to find a way for you to be oppressed so that if anyone criticizes you at all, they're evil. But these skulls full of mush get violent regularly. I mean, that's what people do when they can't verbalize a cogent point. Hmm. And real Lindo, I'm not explaining cogent to you. Look at the fuck up. Thank you.
Trojan? Oh, cogent.
Cogent.
Trojan.
Oh, they said Trojan. I was going to say Trojan. That's a condom. That's easy.
It's a horse.
Yeah, but we don't all need to buy, you know, Magnum XXLs.
They don't even make them big enough.
Oh, God.
I have to go to a special store. It's called Big and Doll.
It's big and long. I used to have to go to Big and Tall store when I was fat.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. 218 and a half this morning, boys.
Nice.
That's pretty skinny for an old fart.
Very good. You're getting there.
Yeah. Anyway, so what people do when they can't verbalize a cogent point is they act out. Is it just their feelings acted out? You know. Oh, a man died. Oh, well, he shouldn't have been on the side of the oppressors. And then the megaphone wouldn't have cracked his skull open. Hmm. You know. I mean, this is how they explain death, assaults, and tearing down American flags on Veterans Day. I've got it. There it is. The meme.
I hit the button. Hold on.
Ah.
There we go. Didn't want to come on. There we go.
Yeah, because it's the same thing as, you know, your words are violence, and our violence is protected. So it's violence when we attack people. It's called defensive protesting. You know, we just kill little Jewish men and punch people around. Well, you can take it down.
Yeah, I'm just trying to click.
There was finally some pushback on this shit yesterday. And this was the scene of the March from Israel in Washington, D.C. We've got two pictures of it. Here's one facing the Washington Monument. Did you ever notice, leave that picture up, Slim. Did you ever notice the Washington Monument, Slim?
Right there.
It doesn't look anything like George Washington.
It sure doesn't. It looks like a big, giant... pointy dildo.
Oh, yeah. It looks like Slim taking a piss.
God.
But no, it doesn't look like George Washington.
Flip around the other side, where the place where Nancy Pelosi gets drunk. Yeah, there it is. The Capitol. There's the other side. They estimated the crowd at about 300,000 people.
That's about right.
Yeah. I mean.
That's about right.
So I've got something here that kind of summarizes something that, that Brent and I have talked about a number of times over the year, very cautiously, because we don't want to promote trouble. All right. But John Rich posted this on X, and I'm going to read this to you verbatim. I don't think he wrote it, but somebody did. But Brent, you're going to get this. This is going to make a hell of a lot of sense to you. And Rick, hopefully you can tell your Uncle Tony, because I want him on our side.
Okay.
All right. The quote is, "The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. They try so very hard to mind their own business, provide for themselves and those they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the forced and permanent change of life that comes from fighting back. They know that the moment that they fight back, their lives as they have lived them are over. The moment the men who wanted to be left alone are forced to fight back is a form of suicide. They are literally killing off who they used to be, which is why, when forced to take up violence, these men who wanted to be left alone fight with unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with raw hate and a drive that cannot be fathomed by those who are merely play-acting at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at these people's door. They will cry, scream, and beg for mercy, but will fall on the deaf ears of the men who just wanted to be left alone." That's most of us. We just want to be left alone, you know? So we don't care what your sexual orientation is. We don't care who you want to sleep with. We don't care what religion you are. But don't force any of that shit on our lives. Leave us alone. Because once we get to the point that we're pissed off and we have to stop being left alone, all hell's going to break loose. Which is why I'm impressed with those people. Those are the anti-Semocrats. Anti-Semiticrats saw that pushback yesterday from this majority. These people work. They contribute to society in positive ways. And they put their lives on hold to protest when it's a huge matter. And anti-Semitism is a huge matter. Israelis are not the oppressors. Israelis are just successful democracy. Holy hell. I thought we were supposed to be one. Anyway. So, just to follow up on this point a little bit, just to rub it in a little, because I don't care. These are the people that make up the anti-Semiticrats. And unlike PSNBC, you will not be impressed with these mush minds. Roll it, Slimbo.
Game called Hamas or. There is no law against raping your wife. Is this Hamas or the Taliban?
The Taliban?
The answer was Hamas.
Oh, wonderful.
This law makes it nearly impossible for women and kids to submit claims of incest. Is that Hamas or North Korea?
North Korea?
The answer was Hamas.
Wow.
Women of all ages legally need a male guardian to travel. Is that Hamas or ISIS?
ISIS.
The answer was Hamas.
Oh, yeah, that's...
In an honor killing, it is basically legal for men to murder women and girls if they are promiscuous. Is that Hamas or the Taliban?
Taliban?
The answer was Hamas.
This is a real terrorist organization. They're not freedom fighters.
Hamas was just every one of them.
This seems so unfair for women.
Thanks for educating me.
I think women of color, women generally, LGBTQ individuals, everyone needs to know like who they're supporting.
See, I was impressed with that dude because now, I know he only showed four women there, but all of them seemed to like do a 180. They realized that the crap that's being protested for out there by the people with their little Palestinian signs. I'm fine with Palestinians. I don't want Palestinians killed. I was married to a Palestinian. You know, she doesn't like Muslims or the Jews. She's a Christian Palestinian. So, you know, the Muslims didn't trust her because she was Christian, and the Jews didn't particularly trust her because she was Muslim or she was Arab.
He's frozen. I love it.
And lived on the West. Yeah, I heard. I heard the CPU starts up, the fans get going, and I freeze. So there's, you know, I gave Best Buy $200 to fix this,
and they didn't.
I would get it back. Did he get it back yet?
Did I get what back? This is it.
$200 from Best Buy.
We're fucking not fixing it.
But that included. I get free service for 12 months.
But bring it back. It ain't working.
Should I take it back?
I would just get. I'm telling you, it's the computer. Just go get a new computer.
I won't have a computer until after Thanksgiving.
Well, we're not doing a show until after. So you're
good. Oh, I don't do anything else on the computer like poker, FreeCell.
Spades.
I do all these important things.
You got an iPad?
Well, no, he doesn't. But this is listen. Yeah, I don't understand what. I don't understand what the big deal is here, though. It's not like you're going to buy a computer, so you still can use this computer for everything else until you get your new computer, and then you can take it up to the Geek Squad for one day and have them transfer your shit over.
Why can't I transfer my own shit?
Well, if you can, I didn't think you know, I thought Geek Squad did it last time. I was careful how I worded that one.
I was waiting.
No. It's not that hard, is it?
I don't know. I don't transfer files.
When I get a new iPhone, I just lay it beside the other iPhone and go, yes.
Well, yeah, but you can't lay one computer by the other computer and say,
it doesn't work that way?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Maybe you better call the Geek Squad, because otherwise we're never going to have a show again.
It'll be Slim and I talking about whatever.
Wow. All right. We're screwed. Yeah,
all right. Well, we were just talking about the stuff in D.C. with the March for Israel. And it reminded me of this. Have you guys seen the new animated series on Fox that I'm pretty sure was named after Washington, D.C.? I got a picture I gave you. Yeah, there it is. It's called Crapopolis, which, you know, probably should be the name of Washington, D.C. You guys haven't seen this?
No, I have not.
All right. Well, it's funny. To me, it's funny. It's witty. It's rude.
Oh, you want that back up there to talk about the characters?
Yeah, well, it's the goddess is back there in the white. She has sex with the half man, half beast. He's the father of the other three. The daughter is the big one. She can kick everybody's ass. The son is Tyrannus. He's the youngest one. He's trying to like get things invented, like sewers and written words and all that stuff. And they all think he's nuts. And then what's the thing in your brain?
Hippocampus.
Hippocampus. That's the name of the green son. He's the scientific genius. It's just goofy. Hmm. I mean, I'm not. You can take it down. I'm not ready to anoint it the new South Park or the Simpsons, but it's right up there on the snark meter with like Family Guy. So if you like any of that kind of stuff, check it out. It started at the end of September. There's 8 episodes available. It makes me laugh, so I just thought I'd pass it on. Speaking of passing it on, I wish I could have passed on this. Hmm. I just ordered heating oil for the Pennsylvania house for the first time this season. I saw the bill, and it made me think of this meme, so I sent it to Slim.
There it is, right there.
There it is. When your heating bill skyrockets this winter and you can't afford Christmas, remember, Rick?
We're building back better.
Exact right amount of enthusiasm.
Exactly.
This man is a thespian. He is a trained actor.
An actor.
Yes. And
Wait, look. Mark says I need to come help you. I'll take a trip to Tampa to come help you. But see, I don't need to because Rick's right. Rick's there. He's a computer genius just as much as me. And Rick's what, 40 minutes? So
maybe 40 minutes.
Yeah. So
he moves about 40 minutes.
I'd like to go to Tampa.
Yeah. Are you smarter than the Geek Squad?
I might be. It all depends what they geek about.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why it does this. It just does it.
So right now I can get you a computer. Right now I can add it to your car for $5,000 from Best Buy and you'll never have.
How much?
$45,999.
How many you want?
I hope for that much money it gives you a reach around too.
and tickles.
You have to win a couple of tournaments.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's one of the best lines from Full Metal Jacket.
I'm looking up computers for you while we're...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, I just think Biden's a stupid biatch.
Yeah, he sure fucking is.
And for the nine of you who are tuned in watching who thought calling him that was rude, I think this is way more rude to all of us. Let me get a little chart here. Check this out, people. This is through the end of the fiscal year, which was October or September, I mean. October started a new fiscal year. There's the population of all the states in the United States. The illegal aliens since Biden took office, and these are only the ones that they counted. This doesn't include the approximately 1.5 million gotaways. That the illegal aliens that Biden has let in this country would be the 13th largest state in the country. If you add the gotaways in there, they're gaining on Michigan. They're almost in the top 10. Does anybody think this is the way to run a country?
No.
We're running into the ground.
You can take it down. I just wanted to... I've had that chart on my phone for like a month, and I keep forgetting to put it in the show. I mean, but there may be too many illegals for the illegals. Apparently, some of them aren't tolerating it so well anymore. You know, I'm sorry you can't all stay in four-star hotels or have your native country's food available every day. And some of them just had it with Americans' welcome wagon. I got a story here from Chicago, which you might have heard on the news. But, you know, I heard this in the news, and I was like, damn, son, I got to talk about this. Chicago migrants want to return to Venezuela ahead of winter. Quote, there's nothing for us here. Well, except for maybe getting shot. You know, Chicago migrants are beginning to move back to Venezuela as the city runs out of resources to house and support them. You know, apparently they're not allowed to join the gang, so there's no gainful employment. But Michael Castillon, who migrated with his wife and stepdaughter, okay, sure, from Venezuela to find a better life. However, after several months, the family suffered from homelessness, lack of job opportunities, and no access to better education. By early November, they'd requested tickets back to their home country. The American dream doesn't exist anymore, he said. There's nothing for us here. Would you please tell the other 8.9 million? Same shit. Go home. Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm not going to belabor the point, but, you know, when illegals are like going, Chicago? Oh, it sucks. Yeah, we told you. I mean, you get rid of Mayor Beetlejuice, and what do? They hire the black Karl Marx as their new mayor. I mean, that guy is like ridiculous.
He's terrible.
Yeah, he makes her look good, and nothing makes her look good, except for next to Beetlejuice and the. No, even then she doesn't look good.
No, not really.
No, I think Michael Keaton looked better with the makeup. Anyway. You all know of our ongoing issues with this company that we're going to mention here. The one that steals elections and has been on the wrong side of all the issues like COVID, privacy, Russia hoax, immigration, Hunter's laptop, much, much more. And The Onion, which is a little left of center, has not put out much stuff lately. The B has... What's the B called?
Babylon B.
Babylon B has been kicking their ass. But this is the best thing I've seen from The Onion in a long, long time. Yes, you want to lower this amount of stigma there is to work with Mark Zuckerberg? There you go. Huh. Shame Meta employees just tells everybody he works as a guard in a private prison for disabled children. Yeah, just slap the little bastards around. Yeah. What people think of him for that is better than... If you said, I work for Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, God, I almost forgot this one. I can't forget this one. This Week in White Supremacy. This is just a quick pick.
All right.
And it's a bunch of menthol smokers who just have to leave the Biden camp. Here we go. There you go. These dudes. Trump's motorcade was coming through. They knew it. They flagged his motorcade down. And Trump goes, what the hell? Jumps out, goes over on the dude's porch, sits down, and takes a selfie that every single one of those guys is proud to have. Look at him. Clean-cut, good-looking, all-American guys. And they're obviously not black because they're not for Joe Biden. So, I mean, they flagged Trump down and he stopped. He took the pic. I mean, would Biden do that?
No.
I have a better question, though, I think. Just thought of it. Would anyone actually try to flag Biden down to get a picture?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah, I doubt it. I got some memes to prove it here. First one. The only reason I voted for Biden was to vote against Trump. Well, that makes sense. I didn't want a headache, so I just amputated my head. And then, of course, they wouldn't be so worried about Trump if he really got 81 million votes, right? If you know, you know. And if you know, you know, too. If you need 10,000 armed soldiers to protect your inauguration from the people, you probably weren't elected by the people.
Exactly.
Probably not.
Right. And there are signs, not just those polls that we talked about last week, there are signs that Donald is getting his act together. There are also signs he still isn't. But, you know, hey, he's to give him credit, he's gone from this. His former lawyer, Michael Cohen, the snitch bastard, who Uncle Tony's going to take care of shortly for us. Right? Uncle Tony? Mm-hmm. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Now Uncle Tony's going to have to farm that one out. I mentioned it.
Yeah, you're
yeah, Uncle Tony's going to be mad at you, too.
All right. But the Donald has gone from that to this. Ooh. This is Alina Habba. Yeah, I can see you getting tongue-tied. This is his lawyer that you see on TV with him all the time now in the New York case. That is her relaxing at Mar-a-Lago. I really need to get Donald to let me in Mar-a-Lago. But, yeah, like she'd look at me and she'd go, old fuck, get out of here. But she did file today, she and the other attorney, who is not nearly as attractive. You can take her down so I can concentrate on what I'm saying.
I'm sure he would like to take her down.
She filed today to have the entire New York case dismissed.
It should be.
It should be, obviously, yes. So I think he stepped up his lawyer game for sure, at least. Okay. What time is it? Rick, do you know what time it is?
I know what time
it is. Stop! Stupid Criminal Day. Week.
Stupid Criminal of the Week time. I can't get nothing past him. Ooh. See, you grow up in his family, you know these things.
Yeah.
It's Stupid Criminal of the Week time. Here's a man being let out of jail, and a reporter is there to ask reporter things. It did not go well.
What's that?
Get the f- away from me now, I'm gonna knock your
Hey. You're gonna get arrested for assault, man.
I'm not touching you. I didn't touch you.
Well, you hit my mic. Listen.
I didn't touch you. Get away from me.
Okay. So why are you keep on ripping people off, Seth?
Why is he doing this? I just want to leave. I've got my property. I just want to leave. I didn't touch him. I didn't touch him.
Palms together.
Why are you guys doing this? I didn't touch him.
Interlace your fingers.
I didn't touch him for assault. I did not touch his hand or nothing.
Spread your legs apart.
I didn't touch him. You guys are doing this for no reason.
You're not allowed to
hit him. I didn't hit him.
Relax.
I didn't hit him. I didn't touch him. It's on camera. I didn't touch him. No, yeah, and I didn't touch the guy. I didn't touch the guy. You guys are doing this on purpose, man. Yeah, you are.
And with that, the officers lead him back inside the cop shop where, once again, Seth Churin.
Seth, see, that's where it cut. That's why I don't know the guy's name. Seth Churin. Something like that. It's his name's Seth. Now, I have a meme here that I think, you know, how he was crying there at the end.
No.
I think he already knows about this meme. Just a reminder. This is your butthole. This is your butthole in prison.
We don't need the don't shop with part. Just that's your butthole in prison. That's all that matters.
Don't slap reporters in front of police.
That is right.
Did you find out what he was in originally for?
No. We don't care.
I couldn't get his last name.
We don't care what he was in for. That was just stupid.
Yeah, But he makes our stupid criminal of the week. Mm-hmm. Now they're gonna be watching Rumble in prison. They're gonna go, "Hey Seth, you're famous, man." Yeah, your butthole's famous, Seth. That's what's famous. Anyway, so while the March for Israel that we talked about earlier was pushback, and it was needed, you know, it's Off the Hook Radio 2.0's position that there has to be more. We need people with FU money. That's fuck you money for those of you in Rio Linda. They need to be heard. They need to be more public. You know, there are actors and there's politicians on both sides and there's some CEOs, you know, like those corporations we talked about that want the name of all the anti-Semiticrats from Harvard Law, the route, you know, Hamas, because they want to make sure they don't hire any of those people. Yeah. Yeah, that's pushing back. But the average person's still scared to death of Meta and Googs and Talky Tiki and, you know, their coworkers running to HR or their teachers or professors and et cetera, that kind of crap. Everybody's scared because they don't have FU money. They can get canceled. But this clip is a guy who's definitely got FU money. He runs a multi-billion-dollar company, and he's personal friends with Kid Rock, Tucker Carlson, and Orange Man Bad.
Huh. This happened to me. I posted a video for Trump, right, mm-hmm. on my personal social media, and one of our big sponsors called and said, "Take that down." You know what I said? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You vote for whoever you want to vote for, and I'll vote for whoever I want to vote for. That's how this works. I don't even care who you're voting for. It's none of my fucking business. But fuck you.
Yeah.
Don't ever fucking call me and tell me who to vote for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel in fear these days, you know? A lot of people feel in fear that if they don't vote for certain people, they're going to lose their jobs. Yeah. I mean, it's Hollywood, for example.
Think about how fucking crazy that is.
It sounds insane. It sounds just like...
Well, it'll keep happening unless more people stand up for themselves and give them the fuck you response.
All right. Now, I don't know who that kid was doing the podcast. People feeling like, fear.
He looked like Wayne from Wayne
World. People feeling fear. And then he tries to step on Dana White. Who the hell is he ever going to get on a show bigger than Dana White? Nobody. Shut the hell up. Let him talk. God, you idiot. Dana, come on this show. All right. You can talk. We'll just sit here and...
Oh, yeah, we won't say a word.
I'll just ask. All I want is a couple of free pay-per-views. And those bitches are up to like $90 now, man. Yeah. I can handle it, but, you know. Anyway, that's him fighting back. That's the kind of pushback I was talking about. That's the stuff I want. Famous people like Dana White, you know, who can march into his arena with Donald Trump, Kid Rock, and Tucker Carlson, and he's the fourth wheel. But the dude's worth $500 million. He runs the UFC. He invented a sport, basically. Now he's got that slap fighting thing.
Is he doing the slap fighting thing?
Yeah, I mean, his salary is only like $20 million a year. I mean, it's like, you know, he's just a good he's just like a good shortstop in baseball. But when they sold the UFC, when the one company sold the UFC to the other company, he got a very large payday to stay on and keep running it. And he's staying on and keep running it, and he'll post whatever that he wants about Donald Trump. You know? Matter of fact, he did that podcast just last week, I think it was, and today on his Instagram, or yesterday on his Instagram, he put up a picture of trading cards with him and the Ferens brothers who now own the UFC, their company. And, you know, they're all in simpatico, so he wouldn't put it up. Oh, Tucker Carlson, no. Now, I would never want Tucker Carlson in office. He's a smart guy, but he's, you know, Trump's a smart guy too, but they're both nutty. We need one nutty and one calm.
This is true.
Okay, you know, it's either got to be, you know, DeSantis or the governor of Iowa, and Trumpy's mad at both of them, so.
We'll see what happens.
Unless
it's an act, and all of a sudden, the last day, Trump will say, okay, DeSantis is VP.
That would be a smart pick. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Matter of fact, we ran out of time, but there's a meme out there with Trump's talking, and he's making DeSantis's elevator boots go up and down. Mm-hmm. You seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, God. Maybe I should post it. I'll post it on my Facebook page. I love DeSantis, but it's so funny. I almost put it on the show, but I knew I didn't have time. Because it's time for what, Rick?
Mimi's. No Mimi's?
My mother? My mother's watching the show again?
No. No memes.
I said the F word like four times tonight. She's gonna call me up later.
Is it meme time?
She's gonna wait. Jeffrey! Wait.
Guess
I
what?
I told you your show's funny, but don't swear so damn much.
Fuck it up! Fuck it up!
There you go, Mom. Enjoy. Anyway, Slim, okay. Memes of the Week, what do you got?
Oh, yeah, Memes of the Week. Here we go.
You're in charge.
Your meme first.
Oh, I just thought this was cute. And one of my best friends is a bass player. I found the Rebel bass. We got Rick up there. He's a Star Wars freak.
Oh, I want that.
And my other buddy, Rick, is a bass player. So this is for the Ricks.
Yeah. Here's yours, Rick.
Oh, yeah. I never know. You ever notice there's no lines for the bathrooms at water parks?
Sure isn't.
I never thought of that. But yeah,
really until they start putting that shit in the water like they did in that movie with Adam Sandler where they were all in the pool.
Oh, where it turned colors.
Until they really do that.
And little puffs were coming up all over the place. That was funny.
Yeah. You had another one. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're replacing all the roofs in my townhouse development. And it reminded me of this meme, a vagina is like a tin roof. If you don't nail it enough, it just ends up over at the neighbors.
Oh, boy.
A little Florida hurricane advice, too, guys.
Oh, boy.
We're just trying to help, Slim.
Here's mine. You set the stage for it earlier, so thank you. Appreciate it.
I am
Catholic. You spelled alcoholic wrong. So. I like that one.
Yes, she did.
I like that one.
Remember, I did on the show, when we were just on radio only. Mm-hmm. I had the story one time. The somebody who doesn't like her let out somebody from the military because she flew on She flies on a military jet.
Right.
They give it a different designation, but it's a high end jet that the CIA or somebody uses. You know, it's one of those expensive ones that it's like $20,000 for a trip. If you or I want to take it to go from Tampa to Miami, she gets to go all the way to San Francisco with it. But her booze bill for the year was a little over $100,000 for the plane.
Wow.
Pretty
$100,000 for booze.
Kathy says
happy.
Kathy says happy Thanksgiving. We won't be here next week. So.
But I will publish my picture of my pizza on Thursday.
Of your what?
My pizza.
He does pizza on Thanksgiving. Oh,
okay. I don't like turkey.
He goes and gets this like $35 extravagant pizza.
I wish it was $35 6 years ago.
He'll tell us about it on the show following. Trust.
You gonna take pictures of it?
Yes, he will.
I could just put the same picture up from last Thanksgiving because it's gonna be the same pizza.
It's gonna look the same.
Mm-hmm. And I have to get it Wednesday night and let it stink up my whole house and just go because you have to wait till Thanksgiving to eat it.
Well, you can have part of it.
It'll be leftover Thanksgiving pizza.
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday pizza. It's a big ass. It's like $50 pizza.
Wow.
Two slices fills you up, so it's like four meals.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but that's all right. Okay, well, we're going to do our close. And yes, last week we had the adorable puppies. Oh, I love the puppies. They were so cute. Zippy. Well, this is not always the sweetest thing I saw this week. Sometimes it's just the funniest thing I saw this week. That's the case tonight. So even Rick, come on, Rick, admit it.
Ma.
We showed you this on pre-show. This one's good, is it not?
Yeah, it is kind of good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's funny. All right, so we're going to leave you this clip because, well, we're okay with it. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
See you in 2 weeks.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, see you in 2 weeks. Good night.
I'm a lesbian.
I am actually pansexual.
I am transgender. I'm a race car.